Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals in reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. This is the...
And happy Memorial Day to everyone. Wade Gershner with you from Salina South High School. Earlier today, we were with you from Emporia, the Silver Lake Eagle baseball team. The 8 seed knocked off the 1 seed 1-0. Council Grove ending our season 26-2. Silver Lake baseball team moves on to the semifinals, and they'll take on Russell Victoria in the semis on Wednesday at Kansas State University as the Eagles won it 1-0 and improved to 17-11 this year. And now it's time for the Silver Lake Lady Eagle softball team. They made it to the state championship last 2 years, losing in the finals of Frontenac. We know that won't happen again. Frontenac got knocked out by Jeff West earlier today in 3A state volleyball or softball. 4-2 was the final in favor of Jeff West. And Silver Lake, the 3 seed, will take on another team called the Eagles, the Colby Eagles from Western Kansas. They are the 16-21-6, Silver Lake 25-4. We will give you the batting orders when we return after this 2-minute timeout on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You hear from Salina South High School, introducing the lineups for both teams. Silver Lake, their batting order, leading off, playing center field will be Kaylin Haney, a senior, batting second, playing short, Sailor Liggett. Left field, batting third, Savannah Windy. Batting fourth and catching, Taylor Swigert. Playing first base, batting fifth, Paige Hyman. Pitching and batting sixth is Riley Moeller. Defensive player who will play third base most of this game, McKenna Harris will bat seventh. Batting eighth is Audrey Kirk, a senior second baseman. Ninth, Mariah Corton, sophomore. And the flex player playing right field, not batting, Peyton May, a sophomore. For Colby, the Eagles, it is Morgan Hills, a junior catcher. Micah Nolan will be a sophomore first baseman, batting second. Sadie Chena, a senior, bats third, a third baseman. Pitching and batting fourth, a junior, Ryler Carter. Kenley Moss, a freshman at shortstop, batting fifth. Batting sixth, Ellie McCarty, a freshman, defensive player. Left fielder, batting seventh, Emily Flanagan. Batting eighth is Via Tubbs, a sophomore right fielder. Batting ninth, Maddie McCarty, a junior center fielder. And the flex player playing defense only will be Landry McKee. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the opening pitch from Salina here at 103.9 KNZA.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horrock Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horrock, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorrockLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, today's game is presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcom.net and become simply connected. So today we have seven area teams in action on Memorial Day. As Rossville baseball team, the Bulldogs, leading Marmaton Valley 6-0 at the end of three in that 2-1A baseball quarterfinal. Earlier today, the Jeff West softball team knocked off Frontenac, the two-time defending champs, 4-2 to move on to the semis. Silver Lake baseball team won 1-0 over Council Grove to move on to the semis. Frankfort winning over Southern Lyon County today in 2-1A action. Frankfort Wildcat boys baseball team winning 13-7. That's the good news. The bad news, Rossville softball team lost to Mission Valley 5-0. They've been eliminated from 2-1A postseason play, and the Jeff West baseball team losing a first round. They were the 2-seed against Girard, the 7-seed final. Girard 6, Jeff West 1. So Rossville softball, Jeff West baseball season's coming into an end. Jeff West softball, Silver Lake baseball, Frankfort baseball, all winners today. Rossville baseball team in good shape after 3-6-0 in our final game of the day on our family of stations on the NBC Sports Radio Network. The Silver Lake Lady Eagles in their maroon uniforms with the gold pinstripes, the gold numerals, and the gold Silver Lake scribbled across in script with the underline on the front of the jerseys. And Colby, also the Eagles from well out in western Kansas. Go I-70, go right by Colby and right through Colby. Colby wearing the black uniforms with the orange numerals and lettering outlined in the white with the white socks, the white batting helmet, and the orange numerals lettering outlined in that white with Eagles on the front. Actually, Colby on the front, Eagle logo on the side of their sleeves. So Morgan Hills to lead off, a junior catcher hitting .506, 7 home runs, 30 RBIs, hit .583, 2 homers in regionals. Colby winning easily at regional play. They beat Holcomb 16-1, beat Beloit in the semis 10-4, beat Scott City in regional final 13-2 to earn their berth here at State. First pitch of the game from Riley Moeller is whipped foul down the third base line and towards Coach Hamilton in the dugout for Silver Lake to our left. Silver Lake in the dugout to our left along the third base side. They're the home team, the higher seed, the 3-seed. Colby, the Eagles from the GWAC, they are the 6-seed. They're the visitors down the first base line dugout. 0-1 the count. This one's fouled off at the plate. 0-2. Colby making their second straight appearance at State. Last year lost the first round to eventual champion Frontenac 10-0. They lost 6 seniors off that team, went 17-7. Young team, 3 freshman starters, but they were league champs today in the Greater Western Athletic Conference this season. The 0-2 pitch from Riley Moeller. Oh, a changeup on the outside corner that swung and missed anyway. So a strikeout for Riley Moeller. Riley's been Silver Lake's best pitcher throughout the year. ERA of 1.68, 113 Ks, make 114 Ks. One down, and here's Micah Nolan, sophomore, hitting .552, 2 home runs, 35 driven in. First baseman number 25, left-handed batter, steps in against Moeller. Pitch one hops the catcher for ball one. Colby also made it to State back in 2019. 3 seniors on the roster. They swept Lakin. Lakin lost early day in the first round of State to Southeast Saline on this area field, 7-0. Swing and a miss at a rise ball, fastball up high that Nolan couldn't lay off of. The count even 1-1. Colby also had a loss to Haven, who's a 3A state qualifier, number 2 seed. Winner of this game could possibly play Haven in the semis on Wednesday in Lawrence. Pitch missing, 2-1 for Riley Moeller, who was fantastic in regionals. Silver Lake taking care of Holton 6-0, Perry LeCompton 6-0, and 1-6 innings in regional final last week at Silver Lake, 12-2 over Hiawatha. 2-1 pitch from Riley Moeller is popped up behind us and out of play. The count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colby 21-6 on the year. Head coach Tucker Brainham in his third year took over for Lynn Carpenter. Mary McLaughlin and Chancely Rasau are the assistants. Nick Hamilton, head coach, took over as the head coach in 2019, seventh year, would be 8, but COVID wiped out the 2020 season. Swing and a miss. Pulling the string is Moeller. And down swinging is Nolan. And Moeller has a chance to strike out the side. Here's third baseman Sadie Cheney, a senior for Colby, hitting .409, 3 home runs, 35 driven in. Under Coach Hamilton's tutelage, Silver Lake runner-up in 19, 21, runner-up the last 2 years, and Him and I were talking before the game about that 2020 year where Silver Lake was stacked. They were the favorite to win it, and then COVID, of course, wiped out the season. And yeah, that was 6 years ago, but it still it haunts coaches and the players, especially the seniors that couldn't prove it on the field. 1-0 pitch. Well, one got away from Ray and all the way over the Swigert's head and to the backstop, and nobody on base. 2-0 the count on Sadie Cheney, a senior, one of three seniors on the roster for the Eagles of Colby. They are the number six seed. Rolled through regionals to get to state. The 2-0 pitch from Moeller. Swing and a miss. That's some high cheese, 2-1. Southeast Lean winning earlier today, 7-0 over Lakin. They're 25-1. They are the one seed. They'll play Jeff West at 11 a.m. on Wednesday in the semis at KU. A 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Riley changing up the speeds, keeping the hitters off balance. Count even, 2-2. Jeff West knocked out Frontenac 4-2. So Jeff West, the 5 seed at 22-6 against the 1 seed Southeast at 25-1. The 2-2 just missed, and we go full. Haven wrapping up their game at Trestler Sports Complex in Emporia against Baxter Springs. Winner of that game will play the winner of this game between Silver Lake and Colby Wednesday at 1 p.m. in a 3A girls softball semifinal in Lawrence. A 3-2 payoff pitch is just fouled off the end of the bat, way out in front, was Cheney. 2-1A State Girls Softball, the semifinals almost set. Dexter Cedarvale will take on Colgan. Mission Valley, who beat Rossville 5-0, will take on Uniontown. That is set, actually. Uniontown won 4-3. It was a 1-0 goal in the seventh. They scored three in the top of the seventh. Good day they got the insurance runs. TMP scored three in the bottom of the seventh, but Uniontown knocked off the three seed 4-3. A 3-2 pitch with two outs, top of the first, no score, Silver Lake and Colby. And it is low, bounces in front of the catcher. So a two-out walk for Sadie Cheney. So a strikeout, actually two strikeouts for Moeller, and now a walk. No one has put the ball in play as of yet. Silver Lake trying to make it 2-for-2 today. The baseball team knocking off the one-seed Council Grove 1-0 earlier today. Kipton Kruger went 5 innings. Dane Johnson, the final 2 for the save. Kipton got the win. Swing! And a miss. The base runner doesn't go over at first. Moeller, ready to deliver. Right-handed pitcher. ERA of 1.68. Off the foul behind home and over the press box behind us to our left. We're sitting outside to the right of home plate. We have a look straight down the left field line, looking right at the third baseman, McKenna Harris of Silver Lake, at the moment. Pitch is grounded foul towards the Silver Lake dugout again. No balls, two strikes. Moeller taking her time. Looks at the card on her wristband, her forearm. The 0-2 popped up right side. Will it stay in play? Hyman caught it, but it was against the fence. Yep, she trapped it against the fence. Good try by Paige Hyman. Paige Hyman playing first base. Audrey Kirk at second. Sailor Liggett at short, McKenna Harris at third. Taylor Swigert behind the plate for the Eagles. Savannah Windy in left. Kayla Haney in center. Peyton May, the right fielder. That's the defense behind their ace pitcher, Riley Moeller. Moeller, a junior. Silver Lake starts 16 years, a junior, and three sophomores. The 0-2 pitch is high. Not chasing this time is Carter. Riley Carter, a junior. She is the pitcher, hitting .458, two home runs, 31 RBI. She has been really good this year on the mound, 19-3. She struck out 154 batters. She was 3-0 in regional play with ERA at 1.16. A 1-2 pitch, the right-handed batter in the black uni for Colby. Swing and a miss. Riley Moeller strikes out the side in the first round of state and top out of the first here at Salinas South. To the bottom first we go. Eagles coming up. That's the Silver Lake Eagles. No score here from Salina. 103.9 KNZA.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Bobby Anneking on this Memorial Day Monday, and we appreciate all those people that have served and sacrificed and allowed us the freedoms we have in this country, and allows us to have state softball on the radio. Our seventh team in action today. The first five teams went 3-2 respectively. Three teams moving on, two teams eliminated. Rossville baseball team up 6-0 after three against Marmaton Valley, so they could very well be our fourth area team moving on to the semis. And Silver Lake Lady Eagle softball team would like to be the fifth to move on to Wednesday's state semifinals. It's Kaylin Haney, Sailor Liggett, Savannah Windy. Hitting fourth, Taylor Swigert, then Paige Hyman, Riley Moeller. Hitting seventh, McKenna Harris, and Audrey Kirk, and Mariah Corton. That's the batting order for Silver Lake. Defense for Colby, Landry McKee at second, Micah Nelson at first, Kinley Moss at short, Sadie Cheney at third, Emily Flanagan in left, patrolling center field, Maddie McCarty, right field, Thea Tubbs, pitcher, Rattler Carter, and Morgan Hills is the catcher. There's Kaylin Haney, who left-handed batter, and he's so good at just slapping the ball, hitting those slappers, as they call them, running up in the batter's box. He has been terrific this year, hitting .495, 43 runs scored, 22 stolen bases, 53 hits. And she is the catalyst that gets things started at the top of the order for Silver Lake and head coach Nick Hamilton, assisted by Tyler Ross and Kyle Porter. And a pitcher called strike to Kaylin, wearing number 35 with the pigtail, wide helmet, the gold socks, the gold numerals and lettering on a maroon jersey and pants with the gold pinstripes. First baseman, third baseman pinching in, and Kaylin takes strike two. Riley Carter, ERA of 1.82. She struck out 154 batters this year, 16 Ks in regionals, where she went 3-0. Beat Holcomb, Beloit, and Scott City. This pitch just missed, 1-2. Silver Lake this year went undefeated at home. They're 25-4, went 18-2 in the Big East League. Won the Big East League for the second year in a row. Last year they were 19-1. They've won seven in a row coming in. This one high and off the glove of the catcher to the screen. Two balls, two strikes on Kaylin Haney. Silver Lake's losses at Holton early in the year, late March, 12-10. Lost to Rossville, split a doubleheader with the Bulldogs, 12-10. And were swept in doubleheader on April 28th at Amigo, 5-0, 9-5, last time that they lost a game. As Haney takes this pitch upstairs. Five seniors, four sophomores, four juniors, and three freshmen. I think I said six seniors start. That's not correct, as Kaylin Haney fouls it off. So the count at, they say, in 2-2 on the scoreboard. I think it's full. And there's a swing and a miss for Kaylin. She strikes out on a drop ball. One down. Nice pitch thrown by Ryler Carter, right-handed pitcher for Colby. So here is Sailor Liggett. Yeah, Silver Lake starts five seniors and two juniors, three sophomores. Wendy's a junior. Swing and a miss by Sailor Liggett, sophomore, hitting .365, 33 runs driven in, 35 runs scored, 35 hits on the year, 12 stolen bases, 5 triples, and 6 doubles. The 0-1 is high. One ball and one strike. Last year, Silver Lake beat Trinity and Burlington at the state tournament, lost in the championship game of 9 innings at Frontenac, 2-1. And this one, line drive foul. Wide of third. 1-2 on Liggett. The top three hitters in the order for Silver Lake are all left-handed batters, Kalen Haney, Sailor Liggett, and Savannah Windy, who is on deck. Last year, Silver Lake in regionals beat St. Mary's Riley County 11-0 and beat Southeast Lee in the regional final 4-3. This year, a little bit easier to get the state. Two shutout wins and a run rule win over Hiawatha. Checking the swing as Liggett takes a pitch outside. She does not get rung up. Count even at, actually count 1-2, according to the scoreboard. Silver Lake 13 state championships. That's second all-time behind Bishop Carroll in the state of Kansas. Fouled off to the left a little bit late on a fastball as Liggett. This is Silver Lake's 29th state appearance. They've had softball for 36 years. They made state 29 of those 36, which is beyond remarkable. Ground ball to second, and off the glove of the second baseman in the right field. We'll see how they score that, a hit or an error. We shall see. Haven't seen anything on the scoreboard yet. We'll go ahead and give Liggett a hit. A single for Sailor. She has 12 stolen bases. She's over at first. Here's Savannah Windy, the left fielder, batting left-handed. Junior, batting 367. Three homers, 30 RBIs. Fastball high, ball one. Nine doubles, couple of triples for Savannah. She's stolen six bases. Wearing number 24. Liggett over at first. Pitch is high. Of course, in softball, you can't take a lead. You can take off on the release. You have to stand on the base. You're touching the base, you can take off on the release, but you can't have a lead like you do in baseball. Two balls, no strikes. Showing bunt, Windy backs off, the runner goes down and is safe. Stolen base for Liggett. That was a close play. The ball was caught awkwardly there by the shortstop and almost to where Liggett just foot first slide right into the tag almost. The runner at second. Three balls, no strikes on Savannah Windy. And takes the pitch for a strike, 3-1. Windy late on a fastball off to the left towards the other field to our north here at the complex at Salina South High School. Rossville baseball team, the Bulldogs leading Marmaton Valley at the end of 4-9-0. So they're closing in on a possible run rule. First round of state, 2-1A. Frankfort already winning in 2-1A. Windy, a slicer to left field, that's trouble, and gets by the left fielder. Rounding third, chugging her way home, scoring is Sailor Liggett. It's an RBI double for Savannah Windy, and the Eagles lead 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Well, you knew that was trouble as soon as Windy hit it, because we had a great view. The ball was slicing hard at the left fielder going towards the line, and tough angle for Emily Flanagan of Colby to make the play. So here is Taylor Swigert hitting 417, leads the team 7 home runs. He has 39 RBIs, 10 doubles, a lot of extra base hits, 17 extra base hits to be precise. So Swigert and Hyman, the two in the middle lineup, usually drive-in runs for Silver Lake. One out. Swigert takes a pitch outside corner. She agrees with the call. The Windy at second with one down. Haney struck out to start the bottom of the first. Liggett singled, stole a base, and scored on the RBI double by Windy. This pitch is high. Good plate discipline by Swigert to lay off of that one. Swigert, one of five seniors on this team. He's a right-handed batter. Pitch way high and outside. Good stop by Hills. The catcher, who is a two-time state wrestling champion for Colby, she only played in six games a year ago due to shoulder surgery during the softball campaign. 2-1 pitch from Ryler Carter. It is a strike. Just did clip the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, one out. 1-0 Silver Lake, bottom of the first. First round of 3A state softball. The site today for Silver Lake and Colby is Salina South, and then KU, Lawrence is the ultimate destination, as Swigert locks ball four on a fastball that was high. Swigert did a good job of laying off those pitches that are certainly appealing for a moment. Here's Paige Hyman, the senior first baseman, hitting 257. Paige with four home runs, 27 driven in, four doubles, and courtesy runner will be Kylie Haney, the junior coming in for the catcher, Swigert. So Kylie Haney over at first, running for Swigert. Wendy is at second, and just one out. We're in the bottom of the first. Bowlby had a two-out walk. Ryan Muller struck out the side in the first. Now the Eagles with a run on a couple of hits. Now a walk. Harris Hyman, who is capable of blasting one over the fence. 200 down the lines, 215 to center. It's Salina South. Fastball outside, ball one. Wendy, good speed over at second. And Kylie Haney, good speed at first. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Hyman. A little bit behind the fastball. Count even. 1-1. Hyman lays down a bunt. Let's see if she can beat it out. The throw to first in time. Hyman advances the runners. Pretty good bunt there by Paige. So it goes as a sacrifice bunt. Two down. Kylie Haney at second. Wendy moves up to third. And here's Riley Moeller, the junior pitcher, hitting 409. A home run, 28 driven in, five doubles, and a triple. Ooh, changeup. Dropped in there for a strike. Riley can certainly help her cause right now. She's the starting pitcher for Silver Lake. 1-0 Eagles. On deck is McKenna Harris. This pitch is high. One ball and one strike. Rossville Bulldog baseball team wins 10-0 over Marmaton Valley. Run rule in five. So Rossville and Frankfort move on to the 2-1A boys baseball semifinals, which will be held in Manhattan coming up on Wednesday. 1-1. High. 2-1. Silver Lake, that ball gets away from the pitcher, but the runners don't advance. Silver Lake baseball team winning earlier today. Coach Seeley's team won enough for Council Grove. They'll play Wednesday against Russell Victoria in the semis in Manhattan. The Silver Lake baseball team will be in Manhattan. Silver Lake softball team hoping to go to Lawrence. Another fastball gets away from Carter. Three balls, one strike. First base is open. Muller, right-handed batter, awaits the 3-1. And misses ball four. So two walks given up by Carter in the first inning. That's Swigert and now to Moeller. Could have a courtesy runner for the pitcher if you wanted to, but Moeller will run at the moment with the bases full of Eagles. That's Silver Lake Eagles. Both teams' mascot is the Eagle. Colby, their colors black and orange. Silver Lake maroon and gold. So here is McKenna Harris, a senior. Third baseman takes a pitch high for ball one. Carter struggling with her command. Harris hitting 307, 27 base hits on the year. Pitch misses outside for ball two. 2-0 to the Silver Lake third baseman. 1-0 Silver Lake. Bases full. There's a call strike 2-0. Much needed strike for the pitcher Carter of Colby. Wendy at third. Kylie Haney at second. Courtesy running for Swigert. Moeller at first. Two outs. This hit, little looper in the left center. It drops. One run scores. Second run scores. Wendy and Kylie Haney come around on the base hit. A two-run single from McKenna Harris. 3-0 Silver Lake. Three runs on three hits in this first inning. And a little water break here for the pitcher Carter. So Harris comes through with two outs, brings up Audrey Kirk, the Silver Lake second baseman, a senior hitting 368, 25 hits, 19 RBIs, five doubles, nine stolen bases. Coach Hamilton comes down to talk to his senior second baseman. So Moeller is at second, Harris at his first. Moeller almost got caught drifting around second on that base hit to left center. So Silver Lake with nearly 3-0 lead, and here is Kirk. Eighth batter to come to the plate in the bottom of the first for the Silver Lake Eagle offense. Fastball high, ball one. That pitch right down the chute. The 1-0, foul straight back. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second, Silver Lake looking for more, up 3-0, and this one shot foul. Weakly to the on-deck circle right next to Mariah Corton, who's the number 9 hitter, a sophomore, ready to hit if Kirk can keep the inning going. Carter laboring here in the first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Kirk strikes out for the third out of the inning. But Silver Lake sends eight batters to the plate. They score three runs on three hits, no errors, leave two on base. End of one, Silver Lake 3, Colby nothing. First round of the 3A State Softball Tournament here from Slant South High School, a 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the top of the second, Silver Lake 3, Colby nothing. Stepping in to hit is Kinley Moss, a freshman, and a little liner up the middle. Fielded on one hop, and Liggett with a range fires out the runner at first. 6-3 goes the play. Nicely done by the sophomore Liggett. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcom.net and become simply connected. Big thanks to Giant Communications, all our sponsors, for their support of our broadcast on the radio of 7 area teams across the MSC network of stations. Swing and a miss there from Ellie McCarty, a freshman who hit 636 with 9 ribbies in the regionals. She's the defensive player, the DP, as designated here in softball. And she takes a called strike, 0-2. Their Lake's defense has been really good as of late. The 0-2 is high, good waist pitch there on a rise ball from Moeller. 1-2. So, in Manhattan Wednesday, Rossville will be in the 2-1A semis at 11, Frankfurt in the 2-1A semis at 1:15 in baseball, and then Silver Lake will play at 3:30 against Russell Victoria. So a triple header on our radio stations coming up Wednesday in baseball from Manhattan. Mitch misses, 2-2. Jeff West softball will be at 11 a.m. from Lawrence coming up on Wednesday, and Silver Lake hopes to be playing at 1 o'clock in the semis if they can win here today. 2-2 pitch from Riley Moeller. He is on the way. Swing and a miss by McCarty. She goes down swinging. That is the second out of the inning. 4 strikeouts already for Riley Moeller. And just 1 walk, has not allowed a hit as of yet. Silver Lake Colby winner will play the winner of Haven Baxter Springs. That game took place at 3 o'clock today. I have not received word on the final on that one. Haven was the 2 seed. There will be a new champion in 3A softball. Frontenac 2-time champs knocked out in the first round today by Jeff West, 4-2. Called strike to Emily Flanagan, junior left fielder number 5 for Colby. Step in as a right-handed bat. 2 down, nobody on. Top of 2, 3-0 Silver Lake. Good cut, swung straight back. Big thud as it hits the overhang to keep the shade on the fans here at Salina South. We started Emporia today on 103.9 KNZA with Silver Lake baseball winning 1-0 over Council Grove, and we conclude with Silver Lake softball here tonight from Salina. The 0-2 is high, 1-2. So a doubleheader for Silver Lake fans. Plenty of time to get from Emporia to Salina since that game today against Council Grove was done in about 1:25. I made it to Salina by 3 o'clock. The 1-2. And a miss. Riley Moeller has it cooking right now. That's her 5th strikeout in 2 innings of work. Down in order, 1-2-3 go the Colby Eagles. At the end of 1.5, 3-0 Silver Lake on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling. Get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Meet Jennifer Kermis, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermis, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nick Hamilton, head coach for Silver Lake, assisted by Russ Cobb and Sonia Presgrove. Coach Cobb over at first base. Coach Hamilton manning the third base box. Bottom of the second, 3-0. Mariah Corton steps in. Number 9 hitter takes a pitch for a ball, 1-0. Riley Moeller, through 2 innings, has struck out 5, only allowed a 2-out walk in the first. Silver Lake played at 3 runs on 3 hits in their half of the first. Pop up left side and just over the fence into the second row of the stands. Silver Lake is a team this year hitting .374. They've scored 265 runs, 317 hits. 77 of those hits have been for extra bases. 19 homers, 9 triples, 49 doubles. They've stolen 94 bases, been caught just 4 times all year as a line drive in the left in front of the left fielder on a hop and a solid base hit for Mariah Corton, hitting .371 on the year with 4 homers and 23 ribbies. The leadoff batter is aboard, 4th hit already for Silver Lake. Eagles this year, Silver Lake, just 109 strikeouts for their batters, 87 walks. That's a good ratio. Here's Kayla Haney, who struck out swinging in the first. 2 strikeouts for Carter. A bunt by Haney, and she can beat it out with her wheels, and she does! Ryers at first and second. We talked about it during the regionals last week. As long as Kaylin Haney doesn't hit a bullet at somebody on the ground, and even then she might beat it out. About the only way to get her out is if she hits it in the air or she strikes out. But if she puts it on the ground, like she just did on that bunt, little slap bunt, you're not going to get her out no matter how good you are. So the bunt single. Runners at first and second, and here's Sailor Liggett. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the 3-run first. Takes this pitch that just missed, ball 1. Well, the Silver Lake girls basketball team, after they lost to the state in the championship to Halstead, the goal was to get back in the finish the deal, and they did. They went 28-1, won a state title back in March in Hutch. This popped up out of play to our left. And for the Silver Lake softball team, they've been so tantalizingly close 2 years ago, lost in the final to Frontenac 3-0. Last year, the agonizing loss, a heartbreaker, 2-1-9 in the championship. And now they're back again, looking to win the school's 14th state title in softball. The baseball team has 15 state championships. The softball team has 13. They've been runner-up 6 other occasions. 29 state appearances in 36 years. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, knocked down by Carter. She goes to a knee, throws the third, throws it wild and passed. Corton's going to try to score. And actually went into the dugout, they say, out of play. So Corton is awarded home. Everybody awarded a base. That will end up being a base hit up the middle off the pitcher, then slipped and fell, tried to throw to third and threw wide. That goes down as an error as well, but a base hit, then an error. Corton scores, 4-0 Silver Lake. Over at third is Kayla Haney, he reached on a bunt single. Liggett roses the second after that. Single off the pitcher's arm. The Eagles, 6 hits, 4 runs, and nobody out in the bottom of the second. Here's Savannah Windy. Windy rips it up the middle, and it's caught by the center fielder, and that's an easy double play. No, got back. And coming across the score is Haney. Haney scores. I don't know how in the world Liggett got back in time other than that throw was high to the shortstop cover, and that should have been a double play. for Colby, but they didn't execute. Liggett barely got back in time. So a sack fly and an RBI, the second RBI for Savannah Windy. And now the umpire talking over with the head coach, Tucker Branham, just checking on that call at second. They thought they were going to double up Liggett. I thought so as well. Nice play by the center fielder, Matty McCarty. So two runs in the inning. Sack fly RBI for Windy. At second is Liggett. This one is hammered by Swigert. And this ball is up against the fence. Coming around third to score is Liggett. And in with a stand-up RBI double is Taylor Swigert, the Silver Lake catcher. It's all Silver Lake. 6-0 Eagles in the bottom of the second. Silver Lake, the hit parade, keeps moving along. Swigert comes out for the courtesy runner, which is Kylie Haney. So Swigert walked and scored in the first. Double drives in a run there. Here's Paige Hyman, who laid down a sacrifice bunt in the first. The runner at second. One out. Moeller on deck. Hyman steps in. Four homers on the year. Takes it up high for ball one. Riley Crowder has really labored and thrown a lot of pitches in the first two innings. Three runs, three hits in both the first and second inning for Silver Lake. And he takes this one a little bit inside. 2-0 the count. Carter's been falling behind hitters, and that's never a good combination for a pitcher versus a hitter. The delivery. Hyman takes that one for a strike. 2-1. Allie Haney at second. Courtesy runner for the catcher, Swigert. This one, good cut right towards us and into the fence. Two balls, two strikes on Hyman. Paige, the Silver Lake starting first baseman. She's pitched some this year as well. The 2-2. Hit high on the infield. First baseman takes charge and makes the catch. Good play there by Micah Nelson. Hyman pops up the first for the second out in the bottom of the second. Here's Riley Moeller, who walked in the first. Six runs, six hits. No errors so far for Silver Lake. Colby, no runs, no hits, and one error. Rise ball that's high. Rose too much. Ball one. Moeller has struck out five of the seven batters she's faced. There goes Kylie Haney trying to steal, and she is gunned down for the final out of the inning. Nice play by the catcher, Morgan Hills, to gun down Kylie Haney. So perhaps a little pick-me-up there for Colby. At the end of two, Silver Lake 6, Colby nothing. From the 3A State Tournament, Hutchison, or excuse me, from Salina, a 103.9 KNZA.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, today's game is presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join a Giant team today by visiting GiantCom.net and become simply connected. Wade Gershner with you along with studio engineer Bobby Inniking. Salina South High School, their beautiful softball complex here in Salina. 6-0 Silver Lake. We go to the top half of the third for Colby. Bottom of the order here is Fia Tubbs, a sophomore. Big rip, no contact. Riley Moeller has struck out five, walked one. No hits so far for Colby. Silver Lake 6 runs, 6 hits. 0-1 pitch. Right down the chute, 0-2. We mentioned Silver Lake 13 state championships. 5 under Bob Craig in 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 5 straight championships. They won 18 state tournament games in a row. 18-game winning streak at state over the course of those 5 years. Pitch misses for a ball. DJ Hamilton started the softball program back in 1989. Silver Lake went to state 9 straight years, 89 to 97. This is their 29th state tournament appearance in 36 years of the program. 6 runner-ups, 13 state titles. Swing and a miss at some high cheese. Dub strikes out swinging. 6 strikeouts for Moeller. He's brought her A stuff. And here is the number 9 hitter, Maddie McCarty, a junior center fielder, number 21 for Colby. Brad Womack was head coach in 1999, led Silver Lake to a state championship. And then in his second stint as a coach, he had another state title in 09. Dave Boxberger led Silver Lake to back-to-back titles in 04 and 05. Mark Workman was the head coach when Silver Lake won 3 consecutive in 13, 14, and 15, and then again in 18. That's the last time Silver Lake won a softball state championship. Fun attempt. And taking the strike is Maddie McCarty. Nick Hamilton was a head coach at Troy Baseball 11 and 12, assistant on that team in 13, 14, 15, and 18, and took over as a head coach in 2019. The 0-1, call strike 0-2. Silver Lake in 2010 was undefeated, but lost the first round of 4A state to Buehler 2-0. That was a team that certainly could have won a title. Last 2 years, very close. And then the year that was wiped out of COVID, Silver Lake would have been the favorite to win a state champs that year in softball. They were loaded. But didn't get to play the year. Swing and a miss and a changeup. Pulling the string is Moeller. Swigert thought that was 3 outs as she flips the ball towards the mound, but nobody's on base, luckily. That's 2 down, 7 strikeouts for Riley Moeller. He did not strike out very many batters in that doubleheader last week on Wednesday in the regional semis against Perry, although she had a complete game shutout, and then in the 12-2 win over Hiawatha in 6 innings, and the 2 runs she gave up was in the 6th. Actually, I think it was the 5th. This pitch fouled straight back and somehow got through and into the stands right behind us and to our left. Silver Lake last year 25-7. 2 years ago, 24-3. This year, 25-4. The 0-1. Second and S chasing at a pitch that was way low. One hop to catcher. Morgan Hills, a little impatient at the plate, struck out a first time up. Junior catcher, 2-time state wrestling champion. Was able to gun down Kylie Haney trying to steal in that last half inning at the third base. The 0-2. This is hit well, but way foul. Out of the ballpark. Way out in front of the off-speed pitcher, Riley Moeller, wearing number 7. No balls, 2 strikes. 6-0 Silver Lake, top of the 3rd. Eagles versus Eagles. And the Silver Lake Eagles with advantage over the Colby Eagles. Moeller gets a sign from Swigert, her catcher. Riley winds up and comes home. And a swing and a miss at another off-speed pitch. Moeller is absolutely cruising. Strikes out the side for the second time in 3 innings. Down in order go the Colby Eagles. 1, 2, 3, all on swinging strikes. At the end of 2.5, it's Colby nothing. Silver Lake with the lead, 6-0. Back in 1 minute, 103.9 KNZA.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Talk about how Colby's a very young team. 3 freshman starters, a couple players that didn't play softball last few years. But this year, they went 21-6. They won the Greater Western Athletic Conference League Championship. Last year made it to state, went 17-7, lost the first round of the 3A tournament to eventual champion Frontenac 10-0. Lost six seniors off that team, but they're back at state again this year after steamrolling Holcomb, Beloit, and Scott City in the regionals. But right now, Silver Lake is steamrolling Colby. 6-0, bottom of the third. No runs, no hits, an error. Just one base runner for Colby. That was a walk in the first. Riley Muller has struck out 8 of the 10 batters she's faced. Leading off, taking a pitch for a ball is Muller. Now, Riley was at the plate to close out the bottom of the second, but Kylie Haney was shot down trying to steal third. Thus, Muller back at the plate to start the bottom of the third for Silver Lake. Late on a fastball, pops it up to the right and towards the shed here beyond the dugout of Colby. The 1-1 pitch, ground to the third, handled, and the throw in time by Sadie Cheney. So Muller is retired 5-3. Brings up McKenna Harris, who came up with a clutch 2-out, 2-run single in the first. Silver Lake 3 runs, 3 hits in the first, 3 runs, 3 hits in the second. On deck, Andre Kirk. Anybody gets on, Mariah Courtney. Harris playing third base, official listed as a defensive player. We mentioned Silver Lake baseball in their history, 15 state titles. Silver Lake softball, 13 state titles. Pitch is high for a ball. Volleyball winning their 10th state championship back in October. Girls basketball winning their 8th in March. 2-0. Just missed. Girls and boys wrestling teams had outstanding seasons, won the league titles, did well at regionals, and then ended up placing and getting many wrestlers to state under Coach Rogers. Football team made it second round of the playoffs, and certainly a future bright for Coach Biegerman and his team going forward. Everything's clicking in sports for Silver Lake. 2-1. Misses. 3-1. They originally had 3-0 on the score. Actually, I thought that was ball four. Scoreboard's behind. I was right. Didn't have second guess myself. So, Harris walks. One out walk. That's a third walk issued by Ryler Carter, the starting right-handed pitcher number 14 for Colby. And here's Andre Kirk, who struck out swinging in the first. One of two strikeout victims for Carter. We're in the bottom of the third, Silver Lake 6, Colby nothing. Popped out of play to our right. Silver Lake won the 5-1A title in 92, the 3-2-1A title 93 through 96, and then again in 99. That was just straight up 3A in 04, 05, 09, 13, 14, 15, and 18. Fastball way upstairs, 1-1. Silver Lake 25-4, all their losses on the road. Went undefeated at home. Fastball misses, 2-1. Lost late March to Holton, 12-10. Lost, what a doubleheader. Lost one of those games to Rossville, 12-10. And then was swept by Wamego on April 28th on the road, 5-0 and 9-5. Ball to right center, coming over and making a catch. Nice job by Maddie McCarty of Colby from her center field position to haul it in for the second out. Two down, and here's Mariah Corton, who singled and scored, came around on an error by the pitcher, trying to throw out Corton at third on a force play, and ball got away, and Corton able to score. Mariah with 4 home runs, 23 driven in, extra base power, rips this one in the left field. What a shot that was. A solid single. I mean, Corton absolutely nailed that on the seams. And Mariah at first. Harris moves to second. Seventh hit of the game for Silver Lake to go along with 6 runs. And here's Kayla Haney back to the top of the order for Silver Lake. Wondering about any kind of run rules at state postseason play. It's 15 after 3, 10 after 5. Kayla Haney always running forwards, trying to slap the ball into play. Takes that pitch for a ball. Runners at first and second with 2 down. Bottom of the third. Kalen takes this pitch. Just a smidge low. Outfield playing straight away. 215 to center. 200 down the lines. Here it's Line of South. And Kalen lays down the bunt. Perfectly done. And you're not going to get her. Throw to first by the catcher. Not in time. Kalen absolutely blazing down the first with another bunt single. Some people may think bunting is not sexy, but let me tell you something. It's effective. Just put the ball in play. It's a heck of a lot better than swinging for the fences and striking out. Make the defense play. This pitch one hopped and great stop by the catcher. Hill is to save a run. Harris at third, Corton at second, Kalahini at first. Taylor Liggett, sophomore shortstop, steps in. She's 2 for 2, 2 singles, 2 runs scored, a stolen base. And she's a little late on the fastball. Remember the Royals in 14 and 15? They won the World Series in 15, 90 feet away from tying game 7 against the Giants in 14. But what did the Royals do? Why were they so good those 2 years? They didn't swing for the fences. They just put the ball in play, and they were aggressive on the base pass, put the pressure on the defense. There is a change that just missed. And for me personally, as a baseball and softball fan, I get annoyed when I see professional players, college players, all they do is trying to hit the ball 500 feet, and they're just swinging for homers. That's it. Waiting for the big swing. And here is a big swing. A left center diving and not coming up with it. Ball all the way to the fence. 1 run scores, 2 run score. Here comes Kaylin Haney in the third with a triple. Is Sailor Liggett. She clears the bases. 9-0 Silver Lake. Harris, Corton, and Kaylin Haney all score. 3 hits in the inning go along with a walk. And here is Savannah Windy. Fouls it off. Left-handed batter. Double drove in a run in the first and scored. Sacrifice fly, RBI in the 3-run second. Silver Lake, pretty consistent. 3 runs in the first. 3 runs in the second, 3 runs in the third. 0-1 pitch from Carter. Dad misses. 1-1 to Savannah. 3-point marksman during the basketball season for the state champion Lady Eagles of Silver Lake. 1-1, grounded up the middle. Shortstop has it. Going to be a quick play, and they did get her. Nice job by the shortstop behind second. Good range, just did get Windy a bang-bang play at first for the third out of the inning. But Silver Lake plates 3 more. They're all along with 3 hits, a walk, no errors, and there was 1 left on base. Liggett with the 3-run triple to clear the bases. 9-0 Silver Lake. We go to the top of the fourth on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student-athletes. Good luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake dominating. They lead 9-0. 3 in the first, 3 in the second, 3 in the third. Colby was out of hit through 3 innings. Top of the order, it's actually check that. It would be near the top of the order. It's Micah Nolan and Sadie Cheney, Ryler Carter, the 2-3-4 batters for Colby. Pitches low from Riley Moeller, who struck out 8 Colby Eagles out of the 9 outs. Only 1 runner's reached base, and that was a 2-out walk to Sadie Cheney in the first. Moeller struck out the side in the first and in the third. Dominant performance by the junior right-hander. He comes home. This hit a mile to center. Kayla Haney on her horse goes back and makes an over-the-shoulder catch on the warning track to rob Micah Nolan of an extra base hit. Spectacular play by the Silver Lake center fielder, senior Kaylin Haney. A web gem, to be sure. And right now, Colby's got to be saying, are you kidding me? That ball was hammered. Wind blowing in a little bit, though. Called strike to Sadie Cheney, who walked in the first, the only base runner of the game for Colby, through 3 innings of action. Tucker Branham, head coach in his third year. Colby coming in 21-6 on the year. The pitch by Moeller is low and inside. 1-1. Cheney, right-handed batter. Nobody on. 9-0 Silver Lake, top of the fourth, one down. Ground ball, deep at short. Liggett will not attempt the throw. Infield single, first hit of the game for Colby. Taking a look at the 3A softball bracket, Southeast Saline beat Lakin 7-0. They're the one seed. They'll take on the 5-seed Jeff West, who's 22-6. Jeff West knocked out the 2-time defending champ Frontenac today, 4-2. Haven and Baxter Springs, bottom half of the bracket, Haven the 2-seed, and then Silver Lake Colby, winner of this game, will play the winner of Haven and Baxter Springs. Swing and a miss. Ryler Carter, who struck out swinging, back in the first. Muller comes home. Another swing and a miss for Carter, taking a big rip, but no contact. Haven did win 8-4, so Haven awaits the winner of this game in the semis on Wednesday at KU at a Rocket Ballpark. The 0-2 is hit well to left. Going back is Wendy, and she makes a catch in front of the warning track. Well, Colby stung the ball a couple times in this inning, but nothing to show for it. And Silver Lake, once again, outstanding defense.
Shortstop, number 10, Kinley Moss.
Here's Kinley Moss, a freshman. Grounded out to the shortstop, Liggett, in the second. She's 0 for 1. Muller gets a sign from Swigert. Runner over at first. That is Cheney, who reached on a single. Swing and a miss. Once again, Muller mixing her speed. Pulled the string with the change. Ball 1. Hit foul in the air. Down the left field line. Right now you have the 1, 5, and 2 seeds that have advanced, and if Silver Lake hangs on to this lead, you'd have 4 of the top 5 seeds moving on to the semis. Wednesday at KU, 11 a.m. at Southeast Phoenix, Jeff West, and it'll be Haven versus either Silver Lake or Colby at 1 p.m. Looks like the Big East League very well will have 2 of the 4 finalists in 3A girls state softball. There's a swing and a miss once again. That time on a rise ball. And Moss strikes out. That is 9 strikeouts for Muller. No runs, a hit, no errors. A couple outstanding defensive plays. One in particular, Kayla Haney in center to rob Nolan of a hit at the end of 3.5. Silver Lake 9, Colby nothing on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riley Muller's thrown 4 innings. She struck out 9, walked 1, and given up just 1 base hit. Silver Lake offense has certainly supported her on the mound. 9 runs on 9 hits. And you couldn't ask for a more consistent line. 3 runs, 3 hits in the first. 3 runs, 3 hits in the second. 3 runs, 3 hits in the third.
Leading off.
Sailor Liggett, 3 for 3, 2 singles, a triple, drove in 3 to clear the bases, a couple of runs scored, a stolen base. She's been the catalyst. Here's Taylor Swigert to lead off the fourth. The senior catcher, number 13 for Silver Lake, walked and scored in the first, doubled, and drove in a run in the second. First pitch misses, second pitch also missing, 2-0. It'll be Swigert, Hyman, and Muller. Anybody gets on, McKenna Harris, who had a 2-run single on the first, did Harris. Silver Lake, this lineup, pretty potent from top to bottom. Pop up, sky high, right side, and hits the top of the Colby dugout to our right. 2-1-A girls softball semis are set. It'll be Dexter Cedarville, the 1-seed against Colgan, the 5-seed, 11 a.m. on Thursday. Mission Valley, Uniontown, Thursday at 1 o'clock in the other 2-1-A girls semifinal. Rossville ended their season 22-8. They're shut out by Mission Valley today, 5-0. Fastball missing. Class 2-1A baseball. We know that Rossville's moving on to take on either TMP or Humboldt. Rossville winning by run rule 10-0 after 5 over Marmaton Valley to improve to 24-4. A 3-1. Outside ball 4. Swigert walks. That's the fourth walk for Ryler Carter, starting pitcher Colby. Colgan won 17-0 in 2-1A baseball today over Spearville, and that was a 7 over the 2 seed. Colgan 18-7. They'll take on Frankfurt, 24-3. Wildcats knocking off Southern Lyon County 13-7, a game cutter earlier today on 92.1 KMZA. Swigert is lifted for the courtesy runner, which is Kylie Haney. Class 3A, State Boys Baseball Semis, not quite completely set. It'll be Silver Lake, the 8 seed, versus Russell Victoria, the 4 seed, at 3:30 on Wednesday at Kansas State University at Thornton Family Stadium. Pitch a strike to Paige Hyman. Sacrifice bunt in the first, popped up the first baseman in the second. Girard's 22-5. The 7 seed beat Jeff West, the 2 seed, earlier today, 6-1. They await the winner of Burlington Frontenac playing later tonight in Overland Park. They set up the middle off the bat of Paige Hyman. Kylie Haney scoots up the second, and Paige Hyman with a solid hit right up the middle of that Colby defense. 10th hit of the game to go along with 9 runs. And Silver Lake has runners at first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Well, if Silver Lake would score 6 runs, we would be done. We'd be at 15 after 3. We're in the bottom of the fourth. If they get up 10 or more, then Colby would be down possibly to their final at bat in the top of the fifth. Could get run ruled after 5. It's 15 after 3, 10 after 5. Riley Moeller has walked and then grounded out to the third baseman and grounds out the third again. But the runners move up, so it's like a sacrifice bunt in essence. I'm in the second, Swigert up to third. The Moeller 0 for 2 with a walk, and here's McKenna Harris. Single drove in 2 in the first, and McKenna walked and scored in the third. 9-0 Silver Lake, bottom of the fourth, first round of 3A state. And a big rip, no contact by McKenna Harris. Audrey Kirk on deck. Just one out. 2 ducks on the pond. There's a slow pitch. You talk about the ultimate changeup by Carter, but it stayed high. This one high and outside. Hills, the catcher, checks the runner from third, which is Kylie Haney. Courtesy runner for the catcher, Swigert, who reached on a walk to start this half inning. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Carter. Count even, 2-2. Pitch, swing and a miss. Some of Carter's best pitching so far in this game. Harris strikes out. Third strikeout for Ryler Carter, who is a junior. There's 3 seniors on the roster for Colby. The 2 downers, the second and third. Here's Audrey Kirk. Pitch misses high, ball 1. 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Silver Lake. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error for Colby. Off speed, misses outside, 2-0. Mariah Corton is on deck, and she certainly could hit one to the stratosphere if she gets the opportunity. She's 2 for 2 today, is Corton. Kirk trying to extend the inning. Checks her swing, takes the pitch outside and high, 3-0 to the Silver Lake number 8 hitter, second baseman Audrey Kirk. Fastball, called strike, 3-1. Kirk taken all the way. We had 7 area teams to start today, fighting for a state championship, first round of state. Fly ball, center field coming in, making a running catch. Great job anticipating the ball was Maddie McCarty. And for the first time today, Silver Lake does not score. They scored 3 in the first, 3 in the second, 3 in the third, but a goose egg in the fourth. No runs, a walk, a hit, 2 left on base. At the end of 4, Silver Lake 9, Colby nothing on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community.
community close to home.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Freshman Ellie McCarty steps in. She struck out swinging in the second, takes the pitch for a strike. Riley Moeller on the hill. She's the ace for Silver Lake. ERA 1.68 on the season. Rise ball is high. 1-1. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today. Visit GiantCom.net and become simply connected. Top of the fifth inning, 9-0 Silver Lake leading Colby. Oh, good pitch on the inner part of the plate. Tied up. McCarty, she swings and misses. Down in the count, 1-2. Ellie McCarty, and then it's Emily Flanagan and Thea Tubbs. This one way outside and high, 2-2. Big thanks to our sponsors. They include Silver Lake Community Foundation, Stock River State Bank, Silver Lake Booster Club, I Got Cards in Silver Lake, Next Gen Cattle Company, Horak Legacy Group, Mammoth Sports Construction, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Risk by Brian, Schwartz Investment Partners, Giant Communications, Community National Bank, Lamberson Construction, Integrity Insurance, Chris Gross Construction, Allstate Insurance, Brian Green Agent. As there's a swing and a miss, number 10, 10th punch out, 10th strikeout for Riley Moeller. Also, big thanks to Bob's Janitorial, Morton Buildings, and Community Healthcare System. So one down, and here's Emily Flanagan, a junior, who struck out in the second. Fly ball, Wynn pushing it back, and the shortstop, Liggett, comes all the way over to the left field line to catch it. Wind is blowing in a little bit, and so it pushed the ball towards the infield. Initially, Wendy thought she was going to make a play on it. The two down, and here is Fia Tubbs, sophomore. So two down in the top of the fifth, 9-0 Silver Lake. Moeller comes home, and the pitch is a strike. This is Maddie Hull, who is pinch hitting for Tubbs. Ground ball to second. Gobbled up, underhand to first, in time. Kirk makes the easy play, 4-3, and down in order, 1-2-3, go the Colby Eagles. Silver Lake a chance to finish it off. They lead 9-0. They need one to end it in the bottom of the fifth. Back in 1 minute, 103.9 KNZA.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
9-0. Silver Lake with a lead over Colby to the bottom of the fifth. Silver Lake needs one run to end it. They're the home team, the number 3 seed. Hyman pop up, left side, third baseman going back, calls for it, and makes the catch. That is Sadie Cheney. One pitch, one out. That brings up Riley Moeller, who is 0-for-2 with a walk. Grounded out to third the last two times up, has Riley. Who's been sensational on the bump. 10 strikeouts, one walk for the starting pitcher for Silver Lake. She's allowed just one hit, a single to Sadie Cheney in the fourth. Or excuse me, that wasn't Hyman that was hitting. That was Corton. I beg your pardon. So Corton is out. Got ahead of myself there. It's Kaylin Haney now top of the order. And Kaylin slaps it. Slicing foul over the head of the head coach in the third base box, Nick Hamilton. The Rossville will play in the semis in baseball 11 o'clock in Manhattan. Frankfurt in the semis at 2-1A at 1:15. Silver Lake will play at 3:30 in the 3A semifinals against Russell Victoria. As this one fouled down the line, out of play by Kalen Heaney. Jeff West will play at 11 a.m. in Lawrence in the 3A softball semifinals. And Silver Lake, if they hang on here, will battle Haven in the other semi at 1 o'clock. Those games in Lawrence, the baseball games we mentioned in Manhattan. 2-2 the count on Kalen Haney, left-handed batter, struck out in the first, and then bunt singles in the second, third, scored both times, since she slaps in the left, another base hit. He was 6-for-7 in the regional semis and finals combined last Wednesday, and she now 3-for-4 today. No bunt single, just a solid slap single to left. Here's Sailor Liggett, who's had a heck of a game. The sophomore shortstop for Silver Lake singled, stole a base, scored in the first, single, scored a base in the second, or scored a run in the second. And then with the bases full, she cleared the bases with a three-run triple in the third. Silver Lake three in the first, three in the second, three in the third. They lead 9-0, bottom of the fifth. Liggett fouls that one away. Haney could end up scoring the winning run due to run rule. Pitch is low. Kalen Haney takes off, and she steals it standing up. But now a base hit could end it. Run rule 15 after 3, 10 after 5. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Silver Lake leading 9-0. And they have the heart of their order. Liggett, then Wendy, and then Zweigert, and then Hyman. Liggett takes this one for a ball. Rattler Carter's gone the whole way. She's given up those 11 hits. 9 runs. She's walked 4. She struck out 3. Came in with ERA at 1.82. But Silver Lake has pounced all over her from the very beginning of this game. The 2-1 is ripped through for a base hit and past the left fielder all the way to the fence. Liggett with an RBI double. Kayla Haney comes across, steps on the plate, and that's your ball game. Silver Lake moves on to the 3A state semifinals with a 10-0 win over Colby. What a game for Sailor Liggett. 4-for-4 with 2 singles, a double, a triple, 4 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. And Silver Lake wins it by a final of 10-0. Game called to the run rule at the end of 5. Stay tuned. Our postgame to come on the other side of this break. We'll be back in 2 minutes on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today, because your future deserves a legacy.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant Pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon back with you. This is from Salina South here in Salina as the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, number 3 seed, improves to 26-4 with a dominant, convincing win in the first round of state over Colby in the Battle of Eagles. Silver Lake wins it due to run rule after 5, 10-0. Riley Moeller goes the distance, 5 innings, gives up just 1 hit, 1 walk, struck out 10 Colby. Batters only hit Sadie Cheney, a 1-out single in the 4th. Colby, no runs, 1 hit, an error. They left 2 on the base paths as Moeller gets the W. For Silver Lake, 3 runs on 3 hits in the 1st inning. Liggett singled, scored eventually after she stole a base. RBI double by Wendy. Wendy scored as she came across on a 2-run single, as did Taylor Zweigert. As Harris with a 2-run single made it 3-0 in a 2nd. Silver Lake 3 runs, 3 hits, single for Haney, single for Liggett. Haney scored on the sack fly off the bat of Wendy, then RBI double by Swigert drove in Liggett, and eventually Mariah Corton would score actually to start that inning. Number 9 hitter reached on a single, came around to score eventually on an error on a throw to 3rd. So Haney, Liggett, and Corton all scored. RBIs for Wendy and Swigert. 6-0 Silver Lake. Eagles add 3 more in the 3rd, got the bases loaded, and Sailor Liggett cleared the bases with a 3-run triple to double the score to make the score 9-0, I should say, at the end of 3. Silver Lake did not score in the 4th. Then, after a pop-up by Corton, Kaylin Haney saw the single left, stole 2nd base, and came around to score on the RBI double by Liggett, and Silver Lake wins it due to run rule 10-0. Riley Carter takes the loss. She went 4 1/3, 12 hits, 10 runs, all earned, 4 walks, 3 Ks. Colby ends their season 21-7. They lose in the first round of state for the 2nd consecutive year. Offensively, the stars, Kayla Haney, 3 of 4, 3 runs scored. She had 3 singles. Sailor Liggett, 4 for 4, 4 RBIs, 2 runs scored at a double, a 3-run triple, and 2 singles and a stolen base. Savannah Wendy with 1 for 2 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. Taylor Zweigert, 1 for 1, run scored, RBI. Paige Hyman was 1 for 2. McKinney Harris, 1 for 2 with 2 RBI and a run scored. And Mariah Corton, a sophomore, 2 for 3, 2 runs scored. All adds up to Silver Lake winning 10-0 in 5. They're in 26-4. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll recap what took place with our 7 area teams today and let you know what to look forward to coming up on Wednesday, as 5 of our 7 area teams still have a chance to win a state championship. As those 5 schools go on to the state semifinals on Wednesday, we'll tell you those 5 teams that advance. When we return on the other side of this timeout, Silver Lake wins it 10-0, first round of state over Colby. Back in a moment on 103.9 KNZA.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, today's game was presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcom.net and become simply connected. Silver Lake girls softball team victorious today 10-0 in five innings over Colby, improved to 26-4. So let's go ahead and let you know what's taking place coming up on Wednesday. Class 3A girls state softball. The state semis will be at the University of Kansas, at Rocket Ballpark at 11 a.m. Number 1 seed Southeast Swain will take on number 5 Jeff West. We'll have that game for you on one of our radio stations. And we'll also have the other semifinal at 1 o'clock on Wednesday from KU. Number 2 seed Haven, 28-2. They beat Baxter Springs 8-4. They'll take on Silver Lake, who is 26-4. Two of the final four teams at 3A girls state softball from the Big East League could have an all-Big East League championship game. We saw that in volleyball earlier this year between Silver Lake and Holton, and we could see the same thing when it comes to girls softball. Class 2-1A state girls softball semis are set. Dexter Cedarville, the 1 seed, will take on Colgan, a 5 seed, 11 a.m. on Thursday at KU. Mission Valley, the 2 seed, ended Rossville's season with a 5-0 victory. Rossville ended the year 22-8. They'll take on Uniontown, who got by TMP today, 4-3. That'll be at 1 o'clock on Thursday. All the softball games taking place at the University of Kansas at Araka Ballpark. Then, baseball, Class 3A, Silver Lake, the number 8 seed, to beat Council Grove today 1-0. They're 17-11. They'll take on the 4 seed, Russell Victoria, who shut out Colby 3-0. Russell Victoria, 23-5. That'll be 3:30 Wednesday at Torton Family Stadium there in Manhattan at Kansas State University. And then the other semifinal will be the 7 seed, Girard, who's 22-5, who beat Jeff West today 6-1. Jeff West ends their year at 24-3. Girard will take on the winner of Burlington Frontenac, who are playing as we speak in Overland Park. By the way, Colby, tough day here. The girls softball team and the boys baseball team both did not score a run. Both shut out here in Salina. But they both still had really good years, but unfortunately came to an end here today for the Eagles of Colby. Class 2-1A state boys baseball bracket, TMP and Humboldt taking place over in Salina as we speak. That's the 1-8 matchup. The winner of that game will get the 4-seed Rossville, who's 24-4, as they blew out Varmington Valley today, 10-0, a game you could have heard on 96.9 The Pulse, run rule after 5. Colgan, the 7-seed, destroyed the 2-seed Spearville, 17-zip. Colgan will move on to take on Frankfurt in the semis at 1:15 on Wednesday in Manhattan. Frankfurt winner over Southern Lyon County, 13-7. You could have heard that one on 92.1 KMZA. So we'll have three games for you from Manhattan coming up on Wednesday when it comes to baseball. Rossville at 11 a.m. against TMP or Humboldt, 1:15. It'll be Frankfurt-Colgan, the other 2-1A state boys semifinal. Then 3A boys semifinal at 3:30, Silver Lake versus Russell-Victoria. And we'll have two girls state softball semifinals for you on Wednesday. Southeast Salina versus Jeff West, followed by Haven and Silver Lake from Lawrence. What a day What a day. Seven area teams entered. Five are still alive for a state championship. As the Jeff West softball team, they won over Frontenac today, 4-2. Frontenac, two-time defending champs, eliminated to be a new champ in 3A girls softball. Jeff West girls softball team, Silver Lake softball team, Silver Lake baseball team, Frankfort baseball, Rossville baseball, all five of those teams advance to the state semis on Wednesday. Rossville softball, Jeff West baseball, great years, but they come to an end in the first round of state. Huge thank you to all our sponsors, Giant Communications, Community Healthcare System, Morton Buildings, Bob Janitorial, Allstate Insurance, Brian Green Agent, Chris Gross Construction, Integrity Insurance, Lamberson Construction, Community National Bank, Schwartz Investment Partners, Riffs by Brian, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Mammoth Sports Construction, Horrock Legacy Group, Next Gen Cattle Company, I Got Cards, Silver Lake Booster Club, Stockbridge State Bank, and the Silver Lake Community Foundation. Couldn't do it without those fine sponsors to bring you all the coverage of state baseball and softball on the family of stations with the MSC Radio Group and today on 103.9 KNZA. Big shout out to all the board ops that helped us out today. Huge thank you to Seth Paulson putting all the stuff together on a Memorial Day Monday. And it was very successful for five or seven area teams. Thanks to Bobby Inniking running controls back in Hiawatha. Your final score for the final time from Salina. Silver Lake moving on to the state semifinals with a convincing 10-0 shutout win in five innings over Colby. Good day from Salina.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They're here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now, when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
The place for everything.